So if you have your Bible with you, please open with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, I'll be reading starting from verse 21 until verse 22. And if it is on the screen, if you don't mind, we can read that together all in unison. Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22. So let's read now. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Thank you. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. So it is very clear that the basis of saying things so that it can come to pass, according to this passage, is faith. It is Jesus who said in this passage that you can have what you say. But I have to limit that phrase by saying or by adding also that you can have what you say as long as it is in line with the Word of God. As long as it is based on what God has already agreed to do in the Bible. That is the key. So it is very important, my brothers and my sisters, to love the Bible, to love the Word, to read the Bible, to commit the Word into memory. In Matthew 21, verse 21, we just heard that Jesus was referring to mountains of human obstacle or human problems. It is interesting to note in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it also says there that not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. The spirit there is symbolized by the oil, says the Lord of hosts, for who are you, great mountain? So you don't have to be intimidated if you have your mountains today that you face. However great your mountains, however great your obstacle, please believe that if you have faith and you not praying to that mountain, but according to the Bible, it says here, if you say, you address that direct, and then you can have what you say. Of course, it's not wrong to pray. We have to pray. But my Bible says here, if you see to the obstacle, to the mountain that you have, something has got to take place. So we can take the word of God and stand up to any obstacle that confront us today, commanding the obstacle to be removed, and it must obey. So if your obstacle, if your mountain is sickness, as I said earlier, go to the Bible, take or read some verses about the healing promise from God, and then the mountain of sickness will have to go by the words of your mouth. There are so many mountains to move. Maybe one of the jobs that we need to have today as church is to move mountains. To move mountains of financial thing, to move mountains of emotional problem, yes. Moral mountain, social mountain, relational mountain. There are so many mountains to move. And you and I are called by God for that job. So again, simply find Bible verses where God has agreed to do something about that obstacle. And begin to speak the promise or the solution over that problem. It's that simple. I think as a church, we need to repent of all negative communications. In Acts 20, verse 21, said that without repentance there can be no faith towards God. It is very important. Everybody wants to have faith that can move mountain. But the Bible says here there should be a repentance first, because there cannot be faith working effectively without repentance. It is time to repent of allowing the enemies, allowing Satan to use our own tongue to speak words of doubt, to speak words of sickness, to speak words of failure, to speak words that do not edify, to speak words of rejection, and to speak words of destruction. It is time to repent of all those sins. So ask God first to forgive you of all those. I know some people have come to Jesus and have given him everything, like their families, their business, their time, their purse, their money. But they forget one thing, not their tongue. Because Satan knows that if he can get you and me to use my tongue or your tongue against yourself, he can shred you to pieces. Like shredded cheese, maybe. The only authority Satan has over you is when he can get you to start speaking his will into your life. So never allow the enemy to speak his thoughts, to speak his mind, to destroy your life. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, be sober. That's a very familiar verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour. But look here, Satan must seek first whom he can find. He cannot just devour anyone. He has power, but remember, he has very limited power as only permitted by God. Pastor Sun has been preaching on that topic. God is all powerful, not the enemy. And Satan has got to look for people who speak words of lies, who speak words of destruction and sickness, etc. And by doing so, they grant the enemy access into their life. But again, let's confess to God. Let's repent. 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is just and faithful, and he will forgive us. So if you have been letting the enemy use your tongue, this is the time to say, you enemy, your time is up. I'll not let you anymore to use my tongue. In other words, to use my words. Let's recognize, because by your own power, by your own ability, we cannot do that. Let's recognize our need for the supernatural help. I'd like to open the book of James, chapter 3. And I'll be reading from verse 7 until 10. And it says there, this word, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. So it is clear from this passage that no one by his own power or ability to tame his or her own tongue. Well, James here, the half-brother of Jesus, is not contradicting the teaching of Jesus. Jesus said, we have to take care of our own words. We have to take care of our own tongue. They are not contradicting each other. But what James says here is, you cannot tame your tongue unless you allow the Holy Spirit takes control of your own heart. So it is very important, maybe starting today, we need to pay close attention to what we are saying. Let's not just talk because you feel the need to talk. Don't talk because there is no one talking. Don't ramble on and on and on and on. Because I notice many people, when they talk, they don't realize that even they pronounce curses upon themselves and upon their loved ones. So let's start paying deliberate attention to everything that we say. And only by then, your words will have power to move mountains. We need to ask ourselves, if you catch yourself saying something negative, is that really what I want? We need to have a check. Remember, you are going to get what you keep saying, or what you are asking for, I'd like to read verse 14 and 15 from the book of 1 John, chapter 5. And it says there, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. So let's ask according to his will. He will hear us. That is his guarantee. And let's be confident that we will receive what we are asking from him. The key phrase here is according to God's will. So ask according to the Bible. Another scripture in John 15:7, it says, abide in Jesus, abide in me, and his words should abide in us. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. So it is our task to find out what God has agreed to do, then bring his promise to him in prayer. He will hear us because of what? Because his ears are always open to what he has promised. So let's not keep saying those negative things. Like, for example, my wife or my husband or my son, my daughter will never change. He continues drinking. Or don't ever say, my kids are very much like little monsters. Because if you keep saying things like that, you will get what you say. Your spouse will get drunken, and your kids will even become more monstrous. Let's talk a little bit about quantum theory or quantum physics. Many of you have read that already. I think it is at the turn of the 19th century or 20th century that this quantum stuff was being found out. Even science, even the quantum physics, they have found out the truth referred to in Matthew 21 in the opening text that we have just read. I'm not a scientist. Let me tell you a little bit about the quantum theory or quantum physics. They say in quantum physics that atom is the essence of everything that exists, right? And in the atom, they can split that into proton and neutron. And the interesting thing, as it relates to the topic today, is that these atoms, these protons and neutrons, they respond to words. Your body, your brain, your blood, your bones, everything that we see that exists here actually is from atom. And it can be split into protons and neutrons. And the Bible says these protons and neutrons and atoms which are in your body, they can respond positively or negatively depending on what words are spoken over it. They further say that atoms, protons, and neutrons become excited and respond positively as positive words are spoken to them. Imagine that. Remember, everything that is alive has intelligence to hear and to understand. You that have your plants or flowers at home, live flowers, I think you understand that. They respond also even to the vibrations that come out from your heart, from your mind, or from your words. So if you say negative words, for example, to someone, because their cells, their being has also life or intelligence, they will understand. They will know. So about protons, neutrons, and atoms, if you speak negative words to them, they will slow down. They become irresponsive. And they become seemingly lifeless or dead. So we know the importance of hearing and welcoming the words of life, the words of truth into your life through the preaching of the word. Amen? If you welcome that in faith, because that will be beneficial also to your own physical health, to your peace of mind, and to the strength of your own spirit. Well, I have mentioned to you that the source of everything in existence that lives is the atoms. So let's make it clear again that the atoms in your body respond either negatively or positively, depending on the words being spoken over them. So please, please, at home, at workplace, everywhere, as the mouthpiece of God, as the children of God, let's send out positive things through our words to the world. Well, I've been talking like telling you scientific fact. Many people thought that there is no scientific fact in this Bible. A lot of scientific facts are in this Bible. And Jesus understood this fact thousands and thousands of years ago before anyone thought of such thing as quantum theory. And this quantum physics was the one that Jesus referred to in our opening text in Matthew 21, verse 21. He understood that because he is the one creating the laws in this universe. Even before the earth was created. Let me tell you something else. They say, according to this theory, just by looking at something, not by saying, I think you project something, these protons, neutrons, or atoms, they can respond too. So if you think in your mind, if you say, protons, atoms and neutrons do not move, do not make any move. They will not make any move. But if in your heart you say, you do not utter it, you do not say it, in your heart that they will not move, they will not move. In your heart you say, move, and they will move. So what is the connection here? Why do I tell you all this stuff? Well, the connection is, please believe that there is power in your own words if you are a believer. And you know how God operates when He created the whole universe and everything in it, by the power of His own words. And you know, the Bible says, you are created in the image of God. Not physically the same, the image, but that same power, if you have been made a new creation in Jesus Christ, if you receive Him, you have been given the power also. So that's why you can easily or better understand now what Jesus said in Matthew 21, verse 21. If you say, words, right? If you say to this mountain, move, it'll move. Well, preceding this one is, you understand about the fig tree, which was Jesus cursed. Again, this is the lesson to tell His disciples, to show His disciples that there is power in words. He said something to that fig tree. Hey, fig tree, I thought that I could get a fruit from you. And Jesus cursed that tree. And then the following day, when the disciples and Jesus passed that way, they saw the fig tree was dying. Meaning, there is power in words. So please say good words to your husband, to your wife, to your children, to your relatives, to our fellow believers. One of the things that I like coming to this church is, just like every time if I meet Sister Mary, she always say good words to me. That kind of active faith in me. So please, remember, words have power. You will get what you say. You will get what you keep saying in this life. How do you understand Hebrews 11, verse 6? Faith is the substance of things, etc. Faith is the substance, right? Yeah, so remember, faith is the substance. Simply because it is not materialized yet, you cannot say that it is not real. Because if you have faith, you have got the substance already. And whatever you say, you pray, and imagine, and expect in the faith realm, it's only a matter of time until you see those things materialize. So please, what I'm saying is, use faith words if you would like to see the power of the truth from the Word of God. Yes, you can please God by having faith. In other words, if you expect Him to do as He promises in the Bible, that is the thing also that is pleasing to God. And God will never change. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. And it's the same like in Hebrew 13, verse 8. God is just the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if He said that thousands of years ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago, it is still true today. Again, speak words of faith. And I can say that my life, your life today is what somebody responsible over you and you yourself say to yourself. If you said many years ago in yourself, I will be a man, I'll be a person who will bring good fruit to my Maker. And He will be that person today. But if many years ago, somebody or members of the family, including yourself, you say, you projected bad words, negative words unto your life, you will reap the same thing today. So if you don't like the way things are in your life today, good news is, according to the passage that we heard today, you can speak new words. You can speak truth and be in line with the plan of God, the Word of God in your life. So speak new words today. Because God's word is the truth.
Thank you. Yeah.
We read in James chapter 3, verse 4 until 6, that a small rudder can turn a great ship, right? Even though the ship being tossed by hurricane or by fierce winds. It is the same as saying our tongue, even though it is a small part of the body, it can do great things, either for positive things or for negative ones. So why don't we use our tongue, our words, to do great things in our life for the glory of the Lord? Let's not misuse our words or our tongue. Don't destroy your life or the life of your loved ones by letting your tongue do its own thing, independent of your own brain and of your own heart, of your own spirit. Bless your life. Bless the life of the loved one using your mouth. You remember the story of Thomas Alva Edison, right? Thomas Alva Edison, we don't have this light unless there was an invention done by Thomas Alva Edison. When Thomas was small, he went to school, his teacher said, you are good for nothing. Negative words pronounced upon him. And then the school sent a letter carried by little Thomas, brought to his mom. And at home, the mom read the letter. In fact, the wording of the letter says something like this. Your son is a retarded person. We cannot allow him to come into this school anymore. Please teach him or educate him at home. When the mother read that letter with tears in her eyes, this is what she said. She did not say, she did not read, she did not agree with the pronouncement of that negative letter. But this is what she said. My son, little Thomas, will be a genius, and that school is too small to educate him. And you know the rest of the story about the life of Thomas, right? At the time of his death, it said that more than 2,000 inventions Thomas Alva Edison has done. There is a phrase that even says that Thomas Alva Edison invented the future. You and I too, as the people of God, just like Nancy, that's the name of the mother of Thomas, you can initiate the removal of problems, or even I'd rather say, you can initiate the reversal of problems, the removal of problems, the reversal of problems. How? By faith-filled words spoken out of your mouth. Of course, it's not just a matter of saying things into the air. We say things by faith because there is something in our heart. The Word of God is stored in our heart. And that, believe me, believe the Lord, that can change things in life. Yes. And it is Proverbs 18, verse 21, that says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So don't speak words of death, otherwise you will eat the fruit of death. People who speak words of life, they will eat for sure. They will eat fruit of life. Just before I end, I'd like to say, it is not up to God how successful we are. It is up to me. It is up to you. And up to your own words. God is sovereign, I know, but he has given you the power of choice in your heart by using whatever that comes out from your heart, spoken by your mouth, whether for good, for the positive one, or for the bad one. I'd like to say with Hosea, in Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, he says there, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. What do you mean by the calves? It is not the animal. But the calves actually in Hebrew means the sacrifice. So the sacrifice that we say, that we utter, out of our own heart, spoken by our own mouth. So my brothers and my sisters, in closing, let's continue. Let's keep speaking faith words. Things will happen behind the scenes. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. Believe today what Jesus taught about the power of words. It is not mind over matter. But in closing again, let me say, it is the words of God stored in your heart, spoken by your mouth over matters. So it is not mine, but the words of God over matters.
Amen.
I'd like to turn over the pulpit to Pastor Stan for the rest of the service.
The rest of the service, meaning, you know, maybe 5 more minutes. So just so you know. I love what you said about, you had that one line in there about, you know, that many of you have studied quantum physics, and yeah, many of us have, yeah. Good words. But, you know, that's a good message, such a good message of how our words can be positive or they can be negative. And I really feel as we end today, we're going to do that in a real positive way. We're going to take a minute. Maybe it seems kind of weird to do this, but we got a choice here. We can either just, you know, have a prayer and leave, or we can take 2 or 3 minutes to just talk to each other and encourage one another and speak good, speak positive, speak encouragement into each other's lives. So think about this just as we're ending. You can go up to someone and you can say, I love the love that you have for the Lord. Or I just encourage you because of the faith that I see in you and how it's been an encouragement to me. Or I'm thankful for what God's done in your life, Ruth Ann. Right? I mean, can't we do that? Here we can actually... Oh, come on. Can we... Yeah. We can encourage each other. We can take a minute to do that. Just, you know, find 4 or 5 people and say, you've made a difference in my life. Thank you when you prayed for me that day. Remember that God spoke all things into being. He spoke it into being. And what he said about his creation, what did he say? He said, it is good. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing the first verse. We're going to stand up, sing the first verse. We have no piano, but we're going to do it without any instruments. Of seek ye first. You know, ask, seek, knock. And then we're going to take a minute and just encourage each other. Maybe there's someone here who in a special way has affected your life, someone who's prayed for you, someone who stood beside you. Let's encourage that person. We're going to leave putting good in our words, speaking good words to each other. Is that okay? Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and the door will be open to you. Knock. Knock and the door will be open. Ask and it will be given to you. 2 minutes, go around, find someone and say something encouraging to that person. Now, sing that one more time and you'll be dismissed. All right, let's just sing it one more time.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let's sing it together.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Man shall not live.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Lift him up.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Okay, just receive his blessing. This is important, because this is God speaking a blessing into your life. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace. God bless you. Amen.
Hit the next one.